Chapter 55 Translator. Zia Editor. Eli, the governor of Linzhou, had received a memorial, and the diplomatic mission from the Kingdom of Wuchi in the western regions had already entered the territory of Linzhou. Wuchi was a vassal state of the Dian, offering tribute every 10 years as a sign of submission and respect. They were supposed to come the year before, but at that time, there was ongoing conflict between Dian and Dawen. To reach Dian, the envoys from Wuchi would have to pass through Dawen, and they feared being devoured by the fierce Dawen, leaving nothing behind but bones. Thus, they chose not to venture eastward for the tribute. It wasn't until after Dian defeated Dawen and forced them to bow down again, that Wuchi mustered the courage to set out on their journey once more. It was estimated that in 6 or 7 days, the envoy from the Kingdom of Wuchi would arrive in the capital. Among the envoys sent by Wuchi this time, there was their princess, who had already been designated as the successor to the throne. Her purpose in coming to Dian was to personally gain the approval of the Dian Empress, bring back the imperial edict, and upon her return to her country, be conferred the title of Crown Princess and ascend the throne. Therefore, the choice of which princess to send to host the reception for the envoys from Wuchi held great significance. The eldest princess and the fourth princess both eagerly volunteered to share the burden for their mother, the Empress. Yan Yunshu, under the fervent hints of the ministers, also expressed her willingness to take charge of receiving the Wuchi princess. After the three princesses made their positions clear, their ministers immediately lent their support to advocate for them. Minister Tong said, "Reporting to your majesty, as the eldest princess, she should shoulder your majesty's concerns and receive the envoys from the Kingdom of Wuchi." The minister of rights immediately stepped forward in opposition, saying, "Reporting to your majesty, although the eldest princess holds seniority, the fourth princess is the most adept in matters of etiquette. In my humble opinion, entrusting the fourth princess with this reception would be the most fitting, as it would surely showcase the dignity, benevolence, and righteousness of our Dian." Officials from the eldest princess's faction immediately glared at the Minister of Rights, igniting a fierce verbal battle. Just as they were exchanging heated words, Minister Li suddenly spoke up. He was a prominent and respected elder in the court, a national scholar passed down to the current emperor by the late sovereign. "Reporting to your majesty," the emperor responded, "Minister Li, please speak." Minister Li didn't mince words either. "I believe that hosting the envoys from the Kingdom of Wuchi presents an excellent opportunity for growth. The seventh princess is the youngest and lacks experience. Subjecting her to more practice would be beneficial for the stability and prosperity of our nation." The eldest princess and the fourth princess immediately exchanged glances of discontent. Yan Yunshu, bearing the honor of being a legitimate child, clearly took this as an implicit suggestion that the seventh princess was the future heir. While the tradition dictates passing down the throne through legitimate lineage, even though Yan Yunshu, who held the title of legitimate heir, had been deposed, the legitimate daughters born to the empress held a more legitimate claim than they do. "Reporting to your majesty," another minister stepped forward to counter, "such words cannot be spoken lightly. Receiving the envoys from the Kingdom of Wuchi concerns the dignity and prestige of our Dian, and should not be treated as child's play." Assertively, after negating the previous argument, she stated, "In my view, the eldest princess is the best choice." During the second princess's period of illness, the eldest princess assisted your majesty in handling state affairs, exhibiting commendable performance. "I believe she is more than capable of hosting the envoys from the Kingdom of Wuchi."
Your majesty,
enough, there's no need to argue further." The empress, seated on the throne, suddenly spoke, causing the eager ministers to retract their steps, and the grand hall instantly fell silent. "Let the eldest princess be in charge, and let the seventh princess learn alongside." The empress's decisive proclamation left the courtiers with no choice but to comply. "Yes, your majesty." At the end of the court session, the fourth princess returned to her residence in frustration. In her study, she directly knocked the tea offered by a young attendant out of their hands. The precious teacup shattered upon impact, and the tea stained the floor, forming a dark stain. The trembling attendant quickly knelt down, begging for forgiveness. "Leave." Mr. Chu pushed open the study door and entered. The young attendant, feeling like they had received a royal pardon, immediately lowered their head, swiftly cleaned up the fragments of the teacup, and hurriedly left. "You've arrived. The Empress appointed the seventh princess to oversee the reception of the foreign envoys?" "No, it's the eldest princess," the fourth princess said with a dark expression. "But Yan Yunshu will be learning alongside." The eldest princess is just a front. Her Majesty is likely placing genuine emphasis on the seventh princess, Mr. Chu ruthlessly analyzed. What she truly values is still the legitimate daughter, the fourth princess said bitterly. But what good is being favored? Yan Yunshu is nothing but a gilded exterior, with decay within. After the deposition of the former crown princess, she, the eldest princess, and Yan Yunshu formed three distinct factions within the court. Unfortunately, Yan Yunshu had let down those devoted ministers who had worked tirelessly to support her. The influence of the Zhao family, and those scholars, all stand behind the seventh princess. Even if she's not entirely capable, they can assist her in ascending to that position. Back then, the crown princess was not as capable as you, but with the support of these people, the entire court regarded her as a steady and reliable figure, fit to entrust with the prosperity of the nation. Moreover, I believe that the seventh princess is even more intelligent than the former crown princess. Yan Yuntong's face darkened, and this was exactly what worried her. Yan Yunshu may not have fully matured yet, but she had the empress, the Zhao family, and many respected and influential ministers behind her. There would inevitably come a day when she would come into her own. If that day truly arrived, with Yan Yunshu being the popular choice, what would be left for her? We can't afford to give them this chance. We must press the empress to appoint the crown princess as soon as possible. Mr. Chu nodded in agreement. Yan Yunshu had been chosen to participate in hosting the envoys from the kingdom of Wachi, but she was not pleased. It wasn't her choice, she was being pushed into it. However, even if she harbored resentment, she had no choice but to go through with it. She was already trapped in this situation. It was easy to imagine the level of commitment Yan Yunshu would be willing to put forth in this state of mind. She did go along with what the empress, the Zhao family, and those ministers who supported her wanted, but her efforts were lackluster, a silent resistance within. At the empress's request, Minister Li, who had once taught the crown princess, was brought in to instruct Yan Yunshu. However, Minister Li, faced with Yan Yunshu's passive attitude, could only shake his head in disappointment. Yan Yunshu thought of Xu Ting. It had been a long time since she had shared a heartfelt conversation over drinks with her. Those carefree days she used to pursue felt like a distant dream slipping away from her. Yet, in the end, Yan Yunshu successfully managed to arrange a meeting with Xu Ting, in the private room at the Drunken Paradise Inn they often frequented. Yan Yunshu ordered Xu Ting's favorite wine from the inn, and when she arrived, they both poured a cup and drank together. Then, Yan Yunshu complained, "Xu Ting, I feel like you haven't been enjoying drinking with me lately." "It's just your imagination," Xu Ting replied calmly. "Is it?" Yan Yunshu was somewhat skeptical. "Perhaps, because I've been very busy lately," she continued, forcing a bitter smile as she tried to convince her. "The Empress wants you to become the crown princess," Xu Ting stated directly. Yan Yunshu looked at her. "So you've also noticed. It's quite evident." Xu Ting gazed at Yan Yunshu and asked, "So, what are you thinking?" "What am I thinking?" Yan Yunshu seemed to have found a sympathetic ear in Xu Ting. "I don't want this. It's my father who's pressuring me." Upon hearing this, Xu Ting knew it wasn't necessary to continue this conversation with Yan Yunshu. It might take a long time before it was worth revisiting this topic. Besides, Xu Ting hadn't decided which side to stand on yet. As long as she could maintain the steadfast path of the Xu family, these matters were of no concern to her. Yan Yunshu probably didn't understand that at this stage, it wasn't about whether she wanted it or not. Yet, she remained immersed in her own emotions. In the end, Yan Yunshu had no ambition here. If Yan Yunshu hadn't been deposed, being an idol princess would have been the most suitable choice for her. Xu Ting took the initiative to steer the conversation in a different direction, raising her cup to Yan Yunshu. "Let's drink," Yan Yunshu responded. "Yes, let's drink. It would be best to get thoroughly drunk for 7 days and 7 nights, and just sleep through the arrival of those envoys from Wachi." Then, she boldly tilted her head back and finished the contents of her cup. Unfortunately, she didn't end up being drunk for 7 days and nights. Xu Ting had someone from Yan Yunshu's residence summoned and had her carried back home in a carriage. Afterward, the envoys from the kingdom of Wachi finally arrived in the capital. Yan Yunshu, who had been forced into intensive lessons for several days, began her duties. As Yan Yunshu got busier, she didn't realize that it had become even harder to see Xu Ting.